life is getting blown apart. My cat ran away, and my dad lost his job.
I wish I could tell you that life will always be easy, but that's just not true. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Psalm 34, verse 19 says this, "The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." Now that's an important promise because life will always have its share of troubles. Just remember that when tough times come your way, you always have Jesus right by your side. And he knows exactly what you're going through because he faced trouble too. Our story today is called The Dynamite Blast. Lucy didn't feel like going on the class field trip to the rock quarry. She just wanted Ginger, her lost cat, to come home and her dad to get his job back. "I just want everything to be okay again," she thought as she got off the bus with the rest of the kids. The quarry foreman handed out hard hats to everyone. "We're going to have a dynamite blast today to loosen and break in the stone in the quarry," he said, motioning to the other side of a large pit. A loud horn blared. "After the horn blasts three times, cover your ears," the foreman called out. The horn sounded two more times, and then boom! A loud explosion sent dust and rocks flying. Once the all-clear horn sounded, the foreman let the kids move closer so they could see what had happened. "Don't worry, kids. They've got it all under control," he said, pointing to the workers who controlled the operation and set off the blasts. When Lucy got home, she picked up one of Ginger's cat toys and she told her mom about the quarry trip. "Sometimes I feel like everything's being blown apart here at home, too," said Lucy. "I know, honey. When bad things happen, it can feel like our whole world is being blown to pieces. Maybe that's when we should remember the workers at the quarry." "The workers?" asked Lucy. "Why them?"
"They made sure the blasts were safe and controlled, right?" asked Mom.
Lucy nodded.
"They remind us that someone is in control of our lives, too. God. Nothing can happen to us unless he allows it, and he promises to be with us and see us through whatever experiences we face."
"But why does he let bad things happen, like Ginger getting lost and Dad losing his job?" asked Lucy.
"Well, there's no easy answer to that. But remember, the workers need the explosions in the quarry to loosen the stone. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to get it out. Perhaps God allows explosions in our lives at times to loosen our hearts and get good things out. Things like growing in our relationship with Jesus and showing his love to others who are going through hard times."
Well, what about you? Have you had difficult things happen to you recently? It's okay to feel sad about it. But remember that God is in complete control. Jesus understands how you feel because he suffered too, and he'll be with you through whatever hard situations you have to face. Trust him to bring good things into your life out of difficulties and use them to make you more like him. Our key verse is Psalm 34, verse 19.
"The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all."
And our key thought for today, God is in control. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.